Hello, glorious Indie PopCon Podcast Award judges. We're submitting Your Gal Friday, a podcast produced by Gal's Guide to the Galaxy, with hosts Dr. Leah Leach and Phoebe Freer. We are headquartered in Noblesville, Indiana, and most of our work happens here. However, our co-host Phoebe Freer lives in Pennsylvania. Your Gal Friday is a weekly, family-friendly, and educational show that shines a spotlight on female role models past and present. The show also ties into our school outreach programs that we tour throughout the Midwest. What we have for you is our intro and outro, as well as a clip from episode 27, The Schuyler Sisters. The sisters were made famous from their role in the Hamilton musical, and our hosts dig into the real-life history of the sisters. This clip is about the oldest Schuyler sister, Angelica. Born in 1748 to one of the wealthiest and socially powerful families, Angelica rubbed her elbows with our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, the Marquis de Lafayette, and of course, Alexander Hamilton. In this clip, we share a connection to a certain Aaron Burr that might make you consider changing banks. Enjoy!
Welcome to Your Gal Friday, a podcast about female leaders, innovators, and rule breakers. Each week, your hosts, Leah and Phoebe, will shine a spotlight on an amazing gal and talk about what we can all learn from her. Brought to you by Gal's Guide to the Galaxy.
It is weird, but there is a sudden lack of info on her return to America until her death in 1814. So what I decided to do was look and see what her husband was up to. And oh my goodness. So there was a 1799 duel, not that duel, but another duel. And it was with Aaron Burr.
Sir.
So John Barker Church, Angelica's husband, is one of the founding directors of the Manhattan Company, an idea spearheaded by Aaron Burr. Now, the plan was to bring fresh water to Manhattan because sanitation was terrible. But it turns out that wasn't actually really the plan. The real plan was to create a bank to rival the Bank of New York. You know, the one Hamilton helped start.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
These two.
It's fascinating how they're both like, oh, you're doing this? Oh, then I'm going to do this. They don't have or they'll have original ideas, both of them individually, but they'll have to just continuously steal each other's original ideas and then compete.
One up each other.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's kind of like a typical guy thing to do. Like, seriously, you guys can chill a little bit. Just, it's okay. You know?
Yes.
It's cool.
It would have been nice.
It would have been nice. It must be nice.
Exactly.
It must be nice. Okay. Anyway.
So people invested into this idea of clean water into Manhattan, right? Woo! Sounds like a great idea. Right. But because of a loophole that Burr wanted to exploit, he would actually take that money and invest it and then receive the dividends from that investment to create a powerful bank. The Manhattan Company never created a freshwater system. It became Chase Manhattan Bank. And today, it is actually still going, and it is known as J.P. Morgan Chase.
That's insane.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's insane. And it's like...
Right?
Oh my gosh. It's so strange how things can last through the ages, right? But things that were built maybe a little sketchy, you know, and things that were built out of honesty can last. It's almost scary in a way.
Right.
It's like, wow, you better... Be careful how you build something because it could last past you and its foundation's going to last.
Oh, yeah. And it could morph into something else.
Totally.
Yeah. It's interesting, I tell you. So now, John Barker Church accused Burr of taking bribes in the creation of all of this. And he challenged him to a duel. Weehawken. Don, you know the story.
Yes.
So John bought a pair of dueling pistols when he was in England. Now, there are conflicting reports on what pistols Burr used, but John most likely used his own. The two men fired. Both of them lived. And apparently John apologized to Burr and the matter was done. They were apparently cool with it. it was over. Wow. But the John Barker Church's dueling pistols, they actually have a little bit more history. Would you like to know
more? I would. I really, really would, because this should be fascinating.
Yes. So when Hamilton's son, Philip, challenged George Eaker to a duel in 1801, he borrowed Uncle John's guns. What? In turn, when Burr challenged Hamilton to the duel that we all know of in 1804, Hamilton used those same guns. Now the guns are the property of and on display, and I kid you not, at J.P. Morgan Chase, the New York City headquarters, the bank that Aaron Burr formed.
No, that's so wrong.
Isn't that weird?
Of all the place to display them.
It's so weird.
It's like, here's the gun that our founding father, you know, killed Hamilton with. Aren't we great?
Right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really bizarre and complex, and it just kind of warps my brain a little bit.
It does. It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
Yes. So now, what Angelica thought about all of this crooked business and dueling, I really can't know for sure. I have tried, and I have read many of her letters that have been archived. But what I do know is, through facts and history, is the next years are just, they're terrible time for the family.
Oh, yeah.
Angelica's sister dies, her nephew Philip dies in a duel, her mother and father die, and Hamilton dies in a duel. So all of this sadness, and then of course, there's the very weird war between America and Britain in 1812 that is totally bizarre, but it's just a lot for the family to process. Oh, yeah. So I don't have a lot of information. I know that she passed away in 1814. She was 58 years old. She was buried in Trinity Church in Lower Manhattan near Eliza and Alexander Hamilton. And her husband moved back to England and died 4 years later. So not that soon, or, you know, a little bit soon after, yeah, which is kind of heartbreaking as well. Yeah. Now, one last thing on Angelica, I would be remiss. I would feel really bad that if I didn't talk about the Alexander Hamilton and Angelica relationship.
Totally.
Because for research on any of the gals in this series, let alone one that has a ton of personal letters to go through, real life is a lot more complicated than a musical.
Oh, totally.
I mean, yes, that can be filed under duh, but still, it needs to be brought up. Story-wise, I really like what they did in the musical. I think Satisfied is an amazing song, and it's the way that it paints not only Hamilton's character, but you get a glimpse into Angelica's character
as
well.
Absolutely.
Notice I say character, not history,
right?
It's different. So throughout Angelica's real life history, she was a muse. I mean, she convinced powerful men on the ways of policy. The letters that she would get in return were flirtatious. I mean, married men would try to woo her. And I'm sure that her flirtation was probably a mask that she wore to even be able to have conversations with these powerful men. I don't think she was cheating on her husband, and I don't think she and Hamilton were ever an item.
Totally.
I think that they admired each other and they loved each other as family. Also, she was rich, so maybe it was Hamilton kissing up to her.
It could be, yeah.
That's my theory.
And they were both so witty. Like, they both had like the same, they could talk about the same stuff.
And they really cared about policy and politics.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
They had that in common
exactly.
as well.
And like, I did read some stuff that they're like, I don't know how accurate it was, but it was like joking about like sharing him on the weekends or something like that. But at the same time, they totally never did.
Right.
Because Angelica was so mad when Hamilton cheated on Eliza.
When she came back. Right.
And like, she was so mad that she crossed the ocean to be by Eliza. So it's like, Mm-hmm. There's no way. There's no way that they actually had an affair. But they did have, like, a connected relationship.
Like a flirty relationship.
Yeah.
And a mutual respect
totally,
for each other.
Yeah.
We all have that flirty friend,
yeah,
don't we? You know, the friend that just loves to flirt and be flirted
totally.
With. And you become more flirtatious around the flirty friend.
She was that.
That's what she was.
Yeah, totally was.
For more information about this week's gal, or to check out our previous episodes, visit galsguide.org. To support the show, visit the Gals Guide Patreon page. We love our patrons and offer exclusive perks and behind-the-scenes access for as little as $1 a month. Thank you so much for subscribing to Your Gal Friday.